Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
As many of you know, Heather, the Canadian robot lady, does the intros and the outros to my videos. That lovely woman's voice you hear at the beginning and the end of the videos, often referred to as the Canadian robot lady, has now provided almost 1,000 outros to this show. So she sent me an email yesterday and said, Steve, did you see this story out of Canada? I'm sure you've got it a million times. Said this before. Never assume that. Had not seen this one yet. So not only providing the intro to the show that you already heard, the outro you're going to hear, but she's the one who tipped me off to the story from the CBC. My car's on fire. Drivers fear for their safety as years-long recall rollout drags on. Katie Peterson and Rosa Marchitelli and Greg Sadler wrote this for the CBC. Hyundai and Kia drivers say they fear getting behind the wheel of their own cars because of engine fires and engine failures hanging over their heads. So the engine could catch on fire or the engine could simply fail. Now, this is Canada, and understand that the United States has different recall rules than Canada does. So we'll talk about the U.S. also. These recalls on millions of vehicles began in 2015. Now, I could do the math, but I'm a busy man. But that was a couple years ago. Now, Marketplace and Go Public put together a joint investigation. They've exposed flaws in the Canadian recall system, one that relies largely on automakers to identify and address their own safety issues, and that's what allows things like this to happen. Each recall names very specific models and years, often excluding cars with the exact same engine, only to add those same vehicles and others months or even years later. So remember, in America, if an automaker becomes aware of a safety issue, they must recall the vehicle at their own expense and take care of it. If they don't do it voluntarily, then the federal government will step in through NHTSA and say, you've got to do this, and they'll force the recall. So in Canada, apparently it's more of a voluntary thing. CBC producers interviewed drivers with sudden engine failures and fires, yet their Hyundai and Kia models were not on any recall list. Some of those interviewed said their car engines died or caught fire without warning, even after an early detection system meant to warn drivers about a possible fire or engine failure was installed. Car safety advocate George Iney says, this is a very serious safety issue. We need to have a wary eye over this recall. Marketplace and Go Public began investigating these a little while back and have noticed that some of the recalls describe metal debris found in the engines that can wear out the bearings. Others were issued to deal with problematic repairs done on an earlier recall. So some of these vehicles have been recalled, and the recalls have been recalled. And when you find metal shavings in your engine, it's never good. Because number one, that metal came from somewhere, and the metal was supposed to be where it came from. So quite often, if you find metal in your engine, something else is defective, but then that metal itself can get run through the system and cause more damage. So that's a cascading problem. The latest recalls warn about an anti-lock brake system, brake fluid leak that can cause a short circuit, and an oil leak that can drip into the alternator. Again, you need to have oil in the engine, but not in your alternator. So these all share the same safety risk, which is sudden engine failure or spontaneous fire, both of which can be dangerous for drivers, such as one consumer whose car engine died while she was traveling on a Greater Toronto Area Highway in 2020. She says, I'm driving on the 407, and I notice that my foot is on the gas pedal, but I'm getting nothing. This thing is coming fast to a halt, and I'm in the middle of the highway. I'm thinking, is this how my life ends? So CBC's Go Public started reporting on Hyundai and Kia engine failures and fires in March of 2019 after several viewers reported their vehicles had suddenly died or ignited under circumstances similar to those outlined in the metal debris recall, but were told their model or their year was excluded. At that time, there were only a handful of recalls related to metallic debris and the oil leaks. Since then, at least 16 more have been issued, many of which are not recalls, but rather what the company calls product improvement campaigns. So if you own one of these vehicles in Canada and you get a product improvement campaign notice, you should probably treat it like it's a recall, meaning take it seriously. These campaigns install what's called a knock sensor detection system, a KSDS, which is supposed to mitigate the safety risk by warning a driver that their engine is about to fail. It puts the car in a slow protection mode or a limp mode so the driver can make their way to a dealership right away. But of course, getting a warning that your engine is about to fail, well, I guess it's better than nothing, but there's still a problem with the engine because the engine's about to fail. CBC uncovered 7 cases where Hyundai and Kia cars died suddenly despite the fact that they had the KSDS installed. The companies say those engines could have died or ignited for reasons unrelated to the engine recall. So the fact that your Hyundai or Kia engine died, despite the fact that it has a knock sensor detection system installed in it and it didn't go off, means that your engine may have just died for other causes. Maybe it died of natural causes. Maybe it's had a long life and it's just thought to itself, you know something, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. And so it's just looking for a nice, quiet roadside to pull over to and just kind of close its eyes and leave this earth. Maybe it's just its time. Okay, so consider that. When one consumer bought her used 2015 Santa Fe Sport in the summer of 2020, she didn't realize it had already gone through 2 safety recalls related to engine failure and fire, including the KSDS installation. Just 2 weeks after she bought it, her car died suddenly on the highway. She had just had her engine replaced when she received another recall in October of 2020, again warning of engine failure and a fire risk. This time, the recall recommended parking outside and away from structures because the fire risk remains when the car is parked and turned off. So the car could be parked and turned off and just wherever you leave your car at night. And could just go up in flames. And when they tell you you can't park your car in a building because of a fire hazard, even when it's not running, that is something to be concerned about. And of course, if you own a house with a garage, or you are in a place that has a garage, you can park your car in, that's one of the things you're paying for to live there. And they go, oh, you can't park your car there because of the fire hazard. That is a problem. So she said, I do not feel safe and secure driving this car because I've had so many issues. I'm kind of always anxiously anticipating that something else is going to happen with this vehicle. In an email to CBC News, Hyundai said its KSDS software is tested by independent engineers and is state-of-the-art. State-of-the-art. The automaker also said it actively monitors new safety concerns and will continue to issue new recalls or to expand existing ones when needed, noting that not all engine failures and fires are related to manufacturing defects. According to them, again, not all engine failures and fires are related to manufacturing defects. So they're saying it is potentially a normal condition for a properly designed and properly built engine to catch on fire. And they're also saying that it's perfectly normal and natural for such an engine to fail. Now, the engineers in the audience are going, but Steve, that's true. That is true. An engine would have a life expectancy. So some engines might last 100,000 miles. Some engines might last 250,000. It's going to depend on the use to which they're put, the environment which they're in, and a few other factors, how well maintained they are. So if you were to take a vehicle with a Chevy small block back in the day and drive it mellow, okay? I'm talking about just you drive it only on sunny days and you change the oil religiously, that Chevy small block will outlive everything else in the neighborhood, including some of the people, some of the buildings. On the other hand, if you take a poorly designed El Cheapo motor that's built someplace where, you know, the bean counters got at it, and it's not maintained properly, and it's beaten on, and it's used in a very harsh service, that engine might not last that long. So for an engine to simply wear out is always a possibility. So not all engine failures are a design defect or a manufacturing defect. This guy's absolutely true on that. But bursting into flames, I think, and again, you know, the SAE people, Society of Automotive Engineers, might want to weigh in on this one. But I don't think it should ever be considered normal for an automobile engine to burst into flames. I don't think that that's the case. I wonder if there's any SAE papers on that. On the matter of engines bursting into flames. So the automaker also said it actively monitors new safety concerns and will continue to issue new recalls or expand existing ones. Jason Levine from the Center for Auto Safety said the so-called product improvement campaign should never have been given the green light in the first place. The Auto Safety Advocacy Group petitioned the U.S. government to investigate Hyundai and Kia engine fires back in 2018. But, of course, that's in the U.S. Again, Canada's a different situation. He said it's not even a question of whether it works or not. It's a question of what is it designed to do. And what it's not designed to do is prevent the fire. So he says it's a software solution to a hardware problem. Canada's automobile consumer watchdog, the Automobile Protection Association, said another problem is the recall system and how it mostly leaves it to car makers to identify and deal with safety problems. Again, George Iney says we depend on a considerable degree to the goodwill of the car maker. He said Hyundai and Kia took way too long, more than 6 years, to issue more than 20 recalls for a similar problem, and wonders, can we trust them now? Story goes on, but it basically comes down to if you buy one of these vehicles and you're in Canada, you may get a notice saying your vehicle is subject to this product improvement plan. And you may be able to bring it in and have them work on it and do some play around with it and hopefully alleviate some kind of risk. But the question, of course, is if you're in America, again, the federal government mandates that manufacturers of automobiles, when they identify safety-related issues, to notify the consumers that they can bring the vehicle in and they'll repair it for free, part of a recall. And so I looked up several of the vehicles that are listed in this story, and I looked them up on NHTSA. You can go to nhtsa.gov, and actually, if you simply run the phrase NHTSA recalls, NHTSA recalls, and you'll find a page where it will say you can type your VIN, your vehicle identification number, in this box, and it'll tell you if there's any open recalls on that vehicle. You can also look up your vehicle by make, model, and year, and it'll tell you if there's any recalls with respect to that vehicle, also other things like complaints, technical service bulletins, and so on. And the interesting thing is that in America, right now, I couldn't find any recalls for these cars for this problem. So I'm not sure what they've done about it or if they've done anything about it. So I'd be interested to know if anybody in the audience has got a Hyundai or a Kia from these timeframes with these engines that tended to fail and or burst into flames. The question is, could it burst into flames and not fail? I need to talk to my friend Tom Spademan, the philosopher, who also teaches logic, and I could ask him whether something like that can be done. But it's a bizarre problem, because I suspect that this problem is about as widespread as the Ford dual clutch transmission problem. And that was one where they put a whole bunch of vehicles in the road with something that appeared to be a defect to most people. It even appeared to be a defect to Ford. And they said, well, let's just sell them. We'll fix them later. Well, they never came up with a fix. And so that wasn't considered a safety problem. So no recall ever got issued. But if you brought it in under warranty, they'd work on it, and they'd try to fix it, and they'd play around a little bit and make it get a little less severe, and then it would come back. But they weren't forced to recall the vehicles. But engine fires are a safety problem. So if there's a problem with engine fires on these vehicles in America, they should be subject to a recall. If they're not prone to do this in America, the question is, why are the ones in Canada? I mean, because the odometers are in metric? I mean, it's got to be more to it than that, right? So there's something wrong with these vehicles. And it appears that Hyundai and Kia are spending a lot of time piecemeal approaching this. And, you know, saying, okay, we'll do this group of cars here, this group of cars here. And the question is, why wouldn't it affect the vehicles that all have the engine in them? Is there really something about how the engine's installed in this vehicle but not this vehicle? Or are they literally just doing this, you know, a group at a time because it's easier for them or it's less costly? I don't know. But it's concerning that there's a problem with vehicles on the road bursting into flames to the point where they're warning you not to park your car inside a building. That's a problem. So it's an interesting story from the CBC. Heather sent it to me. Thanks a lot. My car's on fire. Drivers fear for their safety as years-long recall rollout drags on. Came from the CBC. Katie Peterson, Rosa Marchitelli, and Greg Sadler wrote it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Comedians don't laugh. They're too busy analyzing why it's funny or not.